Next item on the agenda is JBH LLC 07-1948. Ms. Gallup?
JBH LLC is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 180-foot-long by 5-foot 10-inches-wide private non-commercial pier with a 40-foot by 20-foot covered platform, a 12-foot 10-inches by 3-foot ramp over a 6-foot by 5-foot platform, leading to a 14-foot by 16-foot 8-inches platform and a 10-foot by 12-foot floating platform adjacent to property at 475 Windmill Point Road, situated along the Back River in Hampton. This is the site, Windmill Point. The property is located on the Back River in the Fox Hill neighborhood of Hampton. This section of the shoreline is primarily residential. This is from the City of Hampton's property information website. I believe these pictures are from March of 1999. And this is from our 2002 aerials. Staff was visiting a nearby property in June 2007 and noticed a pier across Harris Creek that appeared to have a covered platform larger than 400 square foot, containing a bar and a table. Staff visited the site on August 2nd, 2007, and measured a 180-foot by approximately 6-foot wide pier with a 20-foot by 40-foot covered platform, a ramp over a 6-foot by 5-foot platform leading to two floating platforms. The close-up view of the 20 by 40-foot covered platform. That's the ramp going down to the larger floating platform, and next to it is the smaller one. The covered deck contained a dining table, a sitting area with sofa, a bar, and a TV. There's the sofa and the dining table. Staff issued a sworn complaint and notice to comply dated August 6, 2007. The notice to comply directed the LLC to remove the covered platform and discontinue all non-water dependent uses within 30 days. The LLC chose to submit an after-the-fact JPA. Staff received an incomplete application on August 29, 2007 and received additional information dated September 20, 2007. Mr. Donald Honeycutt is the agent for the LLC and he lives at the Windmill Point property. In his application, he indicates that Hurricane Isabel in 2003 destroyed his previously existing pier. You can see that here. He explained that he pulled up the remains of the old pier and replanted marsh grass, and then hired Rutan Construction out of Pocosin and paid them $5,000 to construct a new pier and secure all permits. The pilings were delivered, and Rutan Construction informed him they had gotten all of the permits. Mr. Honeycutt stated that he then paid them another $5,000 and then never heard from them again. In January 2004, Mr. Honeycutt said that he began to build a new pier by himself. He put in poles up to the edge of the marsh and then hired Tidewater Dockmasters to install the rest of the pilings. In his application, Mr. Honeycutt indicated that after Tidewater Dockmasters installed the pilings, he finished the pier by himself by March 2004. He installed the roof over the 40-foot by 20-foot platform in the summer of 2004. This is the drawing he submitted of his completed pier. A search of our records failed to reveal any authorization for any previously or currently existing piers at 475 Windmill Point Road. According to the City of Hampton, no building permits were issued either. Not only does the pier exceed the statutory authorization contained in the code, but it also accommodates various non-water-dependent uses. Mr. Honeycutt, or the LLC, did not apply to rebuild the pre-existing pier after Hurricane Isabel under the governor's emergency authorization. His pier, as it exists today, is also larger than that usually permitted by the commission. After considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that JBH LLC be directed to reduce all T or L head platforms and appurtenant floating platforms to the 400 square feet contained by code. This would bring the structure into conformance with the authorization for private piers contained in Section 28.2-1203. Should the Commission choose to allow Mr. Honeycutt to retain a pier larger than that authorized by code, staff recommends a civil charge in the amount of $6,000 be considered based on minimal environmental impact and maximum noncompliance in lieu of further enforcement. We also recommend that Tidewater Dockmasters, the firm that installed the pilings necessary to support the excessive structure, be assessed a civil charge in the same amount.
Any questions of Elizabeth?
Would you like me to leave up a different picture?
Yeah, the overall would be fine.
Yes.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Elizabeth, are you asking for the removal or recommending the removal of the entire roof structure?
Just enough so that, well, it would still be authorized by code if he had 400 square feet of covered platform.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Schick?
Now, as far as the things that are underneath the roof, is that open for whatever he wants to put under there? Like the bar?
No, all that should be removed as well. Okay. Sorry, is that not in there?
Now, I see the dock that he built is a 10-inch wide dock. Is that correct?
10-foot what?
I mean, 10-foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
How wide is the walkway out to?
This is 5 feet, 10 inches.
Oh, 5 feet,
almost
10
six.
Inches. So that's within.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Further questions? Can you get the I want a picture of the actual pier, not the drawing, with the...
Good enough.
Any further questions? Is the applicant here or represented?
Sorry, what?
Is the applicant here or represented? Yes, sir, could you come forward? Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give before the commission will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name, please.
My name is Donald Honeycutt.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say Hurricane Isabel tore down my existing pier when I bought the piece of property. It had more square footage than what I had actually out there. If y'all can check Google Earth, I tried to bring up of the old Google Earth. The only thing I have now that I can bring up or find anything on the internet was the new Google Earth, which is this structure here.
Are you saying that the pier that was previously there was larger in square footage than
larger
that?
Larger in square footage, yes, sir.
Was it permitted to be larger in square footage than
I that? Really don't know. But what my understanding was is that this was built back in the 50s or 60s. It was kind of like a neighborhood pier. It was on my property, and it went on out, and they had, I know that the state comes down and checks to see if something about a bathroom, because it had so many slips. And so they come down, you know, every year to see it. I've got a new pier now, but the old pier, yes, it, you know, something
about
the bathroom.
It was inspected by the Virginia Department of Health.
Every year it comes down. Yes, they come down every year to see that is inspected. I think... The whole problem of the thing is that somebody else put in another pier that went across somebody else's property, and I believe that you came down and saw what I had, and everything hit the fan, whatever. I don't think I really have done anything wrong. I plan on basically taking that out. I've got bought another boat that I plan on pulling up underneath the roof of it, and I do have that one boat, and my son does competitive fishing. He's a very big supporter of y'all. He's tagged more fish, I think, last year than anybody else in the state of Virginia has. He achieved his expert fisherman's license, mm-hmm. or not license, but whatever, you know, y'all should know about the expert fishing thing.
Right.
You know, I really don't really care about the chairs or the couch out there. My son and me are both avid fishermen. I supported BMRC. Governor Kane has taken away money from y'all. I've advocated that he shouldn't do it on several different big fishing forums in the state of Virginia. I'm not trying to sit there and blow my whistle or whatever, but the pier that was there before, and I think that the person that really got all this stuff going on, he gave me a thing of old Google Earth that showed the old existing pier that was there. And it was bigger square footage than what I've got now. When I went back across the wetlands, I chose the shortest part of my property that's roughly about 30 foot that I went back across the wetlands, and I rose it up, widened the boards out, and came back across the wetlands. Where the existing pier was probably, which is roughly about 30 feet. The existing pier that was there before was right at 100 feet. I pulled out all the old creosote poles, disposed of those, and I went back with what I did. You know, I'm very big into making the bay a better place.
Let me ask you this.
Planted oysters and everything back around on the back side of the Harris side, because if you put oysters, I've had oysters on the back river side, stingrays come around and eat them all.
Okay.
So, but cancer runs in my family. My mother has got it. My grandmother's got it on my mother's side, and on my dad's side, my grandmother has it. I've got a lot of old people come down there and fish and don't want cancer.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with what I've done. I plan on, you know, putting my other boat that we're going to competitively fish with. It's a 36-foot Cape Horn that I plan on putting up underneath there, and I got a cutout on this one side, and I plan on getting rid of it. Underneath structure where the bar part is or whatever, you know, that I have. And, you know, y'all do whatever you want to do, but, you know, I very much believe in VMRC. I'm for y'all. I stand beside y'all, and y'all get, you know, just do whatever you want to. And I want to say, Mr. Harry Johnson, I hired somebody over in Pocosin, this guy that I paid money for to get the permits. He delivered the poles. And
did he ever deliver a permit to you? A tangible?
I never saw it, sir, because when he delivered 40 poles, I figured he had the permit. I already gave him money beforehand. And
what course of action have you taken there to secure maybe the permit?
I can't find it.
Okay.
But, you know, I did it under the best intentions. I did everything I thought was legal. And I can't find the guy. I paid the money. He delivered the poles.
Elizabeth, you're under oath. Where's Elizabeth? Was there ever any permit for this? I think you reported there was none in there, right?
No.
Make sure it's correct. Okay.
But, I mean, I paid for it, and I got screwed.
One other question before I turn over to the rest of the commission members. When ultimately you decided the size of the end of the pier, what did you base your decision upon? What caused you to decide that's the design and size that you were going to undertake?
Now, you're talking about the pier or the floating pier?
All the above.
All the above. I built smaller than what I had before.
By how much?
Huh?
By how much?
Square footage wise?
Yes,
sir. It was right at probably 300 square foot.
Less
than what I had before Hurricane Isabel. It was an old dilapidated pier. They said they had, you know, pulled stuff off the old Forester.
When you didn't receive a permit from the gentleman that you had paid to get a permit, did you think maybe it would be, since you already knew that you needed a permit, it would be a good idea to go and find out the status of the permit before you started construction?
No, sir, because I paid the guy to get a permit when he delivered the poles, and I paid him the rest of the money. I mean, the money for the poles and the permit, and probably her figures is not quite exactly right. I paid him more. And he said, yeah, I got the permits, and we're going to be out there and start putting them on in.
Did you think the fact that he didn't show up to do that may also be an indicator that he didn't have the permit as well?
No, sir. When he delivered 40 pylons that were 20 foot long, I figured he had the permit.
Okay.
And Mr. Johnson, I hired him. I put the poles in out about 30 foot from the marshland out, and Mr. Johnson did. And I told Mr. Johnson, over there, that I thought I had the permits at that point in time. So,
okay, thank you. Questions from the commission? Mr. Schick?
The old pier, I'm looking at this drawing here. I see that it has three, I guess, extensions off it, a 20 by 36, 12 by 12, and is that a 5 by 6 off to the left?
That's not actually, it's not a really good drawing because they had other things off the side. As I said, they the state, I don't know at what point in time that they said that they had enough slips there that they had to have a bathroom. And it's pretty much dilapidated and tore down. You can actually see it right there.
This is 2002.
Yeah. But actually, it has another slip that came on over here, and that one fell on down. I don't know what that is. This was the old back where when I bought the property also. I remember that. It's old back. But then they had another pier that went on out here that was a little bit wider than actually. This is probably about 5 foot wide right here, and they had another T pier over here. Mm-hmm. And they had another T pier over this way. And then they
Mr. Honeycutt, can you come back to the way. Can you come back up here so we can get on record? We have a little audio difficulty. Thank you,
sorry,
sir. That's okay.
I worked at 5:30 this morning. I hadn't had any sleep.
Further questions? Mr. Schick.
Now, your contractor that you got to drive the poles, did he ask you for a permit?
Yes, he did. And I told him I had one, and I thought this guy, you know, because I paid for it. I told this guy to go ahead and pull all the permits. I gave him like, it was like 3 months that I gave him $5,000. And he said he had all the permits. He delivered the poles. I gave him another $5,000 plus another, I don't know, probably another. I don't really have my exact figure, maybe $6,000 in cash. And he said, I'll be there next day to start driving them in. I didn't see the guy again for.
But the contractor didn't ask for the sign that you're supposed to post when you're constructing over state bottom?
No, sir. I guess I didn't ask for it because I thought, you know, he delivered the poles. I thought everything was legit.
And as far as a were you supposed to get a building permit from your county?
He was supposed to have taken care of all that, sir.
And your contractor didn't ask you for the sign that the building permit.
Well, I already had a building permit up there because I was doing some other reconstruction of my property that you had got torn up from Isabel.
But that wasn't covering the pier, though.
No, sir, it was not. No, I just thought he had taken care of everything. You know, he delivered the poles, and so I guess I'm ignorant.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I'm sorry that I did it, but I mean, you know. With the, you know, Isabel tore down the old pier, so I just built another pier, and I guess I did what was wrong. But I mean, I paid the money, and I just didn't know any better.
Yeah, thank you.
Further questions? Well, I've said it once, and I might just well say it again. When you get your feet wet in the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia constructing things, you ought to be making a phone call to the Marine Resources Commission. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought I didn't think I did anything that was wrong.
I understand. Are you part and parcel of this case, sir? Are you with the applicant? You come forward. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
My name is Harry Johnson. The name of my company now is Tidewater Dockmasters. At the time that I drove the pilings for Mr. Honeycutt, I had just recently had a new barge built and had done my first job up in the cove for the Thackers at 471 Windmill Point Road. All the permits were in place. The building permit was in place. The homeowner had gotten the permits.
Did you visibly see those permits at the Thacker residence?
They were posted on the windows of the Thacker's home.
Did you have any question when you went to do this permit project that there was no placards posted in the windows?
I did not, sir. I was. This is absolutely no excuse, but I was new of breaking into the business. I was starting Tidewater Dockmasters. Pretty excited about having a second job for my barge. I had no reason to believe otherwise that Mr. Honeycutt didn't have his things in order. There was a pile of pilings on the shore. And so I did drive the pilings for this dock. There's no doubt about it. I've built another dock in this cove since then. I am trying to establish myself as a reputable marine contractor in the Hampton Roads there, Tidewater area, Hampton, Pecosa, Williamsburg, York County. I even have environmental consultants, Kevin Curlin, Curlin Environmental, RIMSA, Deborah Painter at RIMSA, to do my permit packages for me now. I had no intentions of doing anything illegal here. I guess I was new and naive at a certain point that that he did indeed have all his permits. All I did was drive the pilings. I didn't do any construction to the dock. I didn't know what the size of the dock
was. Sir, for the record, I believe you. Uh-huh. And I think if this had been your 22nd project instead of your second project,
yes,
you'd have had a hard time convincing this commission of your indiscretion.
Yes,
but the
sir.
Second one, when the gentleman has told you that, that he has the permits, I presume you thought he had them in hand on your second project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I just say $6,000 is an awful lot of money to a small company.
I don't know what the commission's going to do, but I know how I'm going to vote in your case.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sir, do you have any further?
The only thing is just ask y'all is, you know, I haven't done anything wrong. I mean, maybe for my own stupidity that I put faith in somebody else that I put money into, and they basically screwed me over. But if you can look over, can I point to here?
You can point from there, yes, sir.
If you can see where the old existing pier is, that's the old existing pier that went over the marshland, which... I know what Mr. Johnson was going to charge the people next door to me, and what they said was $5,000 to pull up the old pier. I did it myself. They gave me $300, and I pulled up the old existing pier that got tore down by Isabel. I built the new pier. Because it's such a messed up piece of property as far as the other people's. And if I can point, please, this is my garage. I went off the shortest part of the marsh grass and built my pier, which this is my house right here. I have to walk all the way out here and go to my pier. I made it shorter. I made it smaller. And I don't really feel like I have done anything wrong, except for my own stupidity of not looking at this guy that I gave money to,
okay,
and say that, you know, he delivered the poles. I believe he had the permits, and it was my own stupidity.
Right.
And I'm sorry. I'm just a guy, unemployed right now, trying to do the best I can.
Understood.
Commissioner?
Yes, sir. Mr. Schick.
There was one question I had. You want to put a boat underneath this cover?
Yes, sir.
But the deck, but it's decked over. How are you going to...
I'll cut it right out with a chainsaw. I built it to where I can cut it right on out. My son, is competitively, trying to competitively.
What size boat do you want to put underneath there?
The boat that I just went to the boat show and that I'm buying is my best friend. His father owns Tri-City Beverage.
I think we how about the square footage
yeah,
is
yeah,
of the boat?
How long is the boat?
Boat is 36 by, it's got 11-foot beam, 36 foot long.
36 by 11?
Yes, sir.
And
that we might be able to competitively fish with.
And you've got a 20 by 40?
Yes, sir.
But your permit that you're submitting doesn't talk about doing that?
No, it's because my own stupidity. I don't know.
I'm trying to help you here, okay?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know nothing about this. I just did what she wanted me to do.
Mr. Grabb.
For clarification, if in fact the platform is 40 by 20, which is 800 square foot, if he cuts out the underneath of the platform to make it into a boathouse, a covered open-sided boathouse, there's a 700 square foot exemption. So really, the boathouse then only becomes 100 square foot larger than what is permitted by code would still require a commission permit. Given the size of the boat, it may not be unreasonable. That would also take care of a lot of the other structures underneath. It still would, with the floating platform, the jet ski platform, would exceed the 400 square foot that's also permitted by code. But
is this a situation where he should be able to be allowed to maybe submit revised plans to come into closer conformity with what we're looking for and what the law is looking for?
Yeah, I mean, if he was going to do that and cut it out, structurally was going to, you know, hold it.
And remove the Vizio and the bar chairs?
Well, all of that would have to come out. I mean, I can't see how you would be able to put a boat under there and have any of that anyhow. But, yeah, it would seem to me that if that's what his desire is, it would behoove the commission to maybe table it till next month till we see what the revised drawings are.
Now, let me tell you on this one how I see it. You shouldn't have done what you did, but you did it. You said a number of times you didn't know that you did, but you did. Under the color of law, you did. But there's also spirit of the law and letter of the law. And we like to deal, at least I do, more with spirit and so application of the law when there are certain mitigating circumstances. Once again, I can't stress, if you're going to do anything over the water, you need to let us know. You know now, for sure.
I fully do, but I put something smaller than what I had before.
It's irrelevant. It was too big to begin with. You didn't get it down small enough. And the fact that we don't go out there and measure every one of them and call everyone in that has things out of compliance, the onus is not on the commission to do that as the police officer.
So there's no grandfather law here anymore or anything like that?
Mr. Josephson.
We got bloated. I don't know. I'm ignorant here.
Okay. That's why I am too. That's why I got a lawyer here beside me.
Okay.
What the commission determines is what the reasonable use of state-owned bottomlands is. It's not technically or strictly zoning law, but it's very similar to zoning law. And under zoning law, if a structure is in existence because it was there for a long time and it's destroyed by Mother Nature, the replacement structure needs to conform with what the modern-day zoning requirements are, not what was in place at the time. So by analogy, if you take that zoning law and apply it to your determinations of reasonable use of state-owned bottomlands, a structure which was destroyed by a hurricane and of a certain size, it doesn't mean that the replacement structure doesn't have to be in conformance with current-day dimensions. Now, the one exception is if it is done under the governor's executive order and it strictly satisfies the executive order.
Okay. Far, you stupid.
No, we're beyond that. I mean, as far as who struck John at this juncture, I'm thinking, would you like to submit revised plans
sure,
to the agency?
Right.
And
yes, sir.
I'll entertain a motion to table.
Y'all could give me a couple months to say I'm unemployed right now.
I think more than 30 days for sure. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think in light of this that the revised application could resolve the large majority of the issues related to this case. So I would move that we table this matter until the March meeting.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion?
I just would like to advise that this 14 by 14 float and the 10 by 12 float, they probably won't be able to be put underneath this. You know, so
keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind when you're revising.
All right,
so take those away.
Take them away?
Yeah.
I can't have a floating pier?
No, they count as dock extensions. And code doesn't allow them unless they're water.
Well, I found that very, very funny because you have been out there. The two people that really got all this going that has built piers here and here have got more than square footage because they got floating piers. This is the one.
Mr. Honeycutt, direct your comments to the chair, please. We're trying to assist you.
All right.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I need to come back March. With
you can get in touch with Ms. Gallup. Yes, sir. Okay. Work through that. Now, the other item is the issue pertaining to Tidewater Dockmasters. I really, quite honestly, it concerns me, like I said before, if it was his 22nd case where he was not under the impression that the individual had the permits, I believe that he should suffer the penalty for not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Make a motion that we exempt him from that this period of time.
Motion made by Mr. McCluskey to exempt him from the penalty for the Mr. Schick.
I'd like to second that with a comment. You know, we've discussed this before, and I know that, you know, the state cuts back on budgets and then they expect us to work miracles here. But, you know, these contractors that you know, go out and buy a pile driver and think they're a marine contractor, you know, this we get this coming at almost every meeting. And there is no process for these people to understand that, you know, this, the state-owned bottom is owned by the people of the Commonwealth. And you know, you wouldn't go into somebody's backyard and build there without talking to the owner. and I don't know what we can do about this, but something needs to be done about somehow having contractors at least get an idea that we're here in Newport News and we're here to help you, you know, that type of thing.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Commissioner.
Mr. Thankard.
Just I would say this, though. It is the man's profession. Most of us who are in the business world have rules and regulations we have to abide by the first day before we take on any tasks or assume any bills, et cetera. And I myself, given that I suffer with rules and regulations on a daily basis, I don't see any sense in why we should waive our rules and regulations today.
The exception is so noted. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Mr. Tankard dissenting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Next item on the agenda. Gregory Garrett, notice of violation number 07-24.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is the